injuries. Geno Hayes. Geno's going to be out on Sunday. So we're looking now. He's going to have his knee scoped. We're looking into a time frame when he can have it done. May or may not be by the end of this week. But we're just trying to get him to come back. But I think there's just too much going on, and that's the best thing for him. We appreciate, I mean, he fought through it too. One another guy that has been battling this injury for a couple of weeks and has fought through it, but to the point now where it's even hard to push off and play at the speed he would like to play. The following players were out of practice today, along with Geno. Grazzi, as you know, he's going to be out. Cam Bradfield with his ankle, but did pretty well. So we hope to get him on the field tomorrow and see how he does. But we feel good about Cam's chances on Sunday. It's good. It's good to be back in the field. Really excited that we came back in helmets. I think we need to do that after yesterday's break. And came back, and intensity was good. Guys were competing through all the practice. And it was good. Good intensity in practice today.
What do you know the extent of Geno's injury?
I do not know.
Was it like Roy? He tried.
Yeah, we tried. You know, he could plant certain directions. Some he was limited, and you know he was trying, but you know, just not at the speed he would like to. It's similar to what happened when we worked him out before the game Sunday.
Said he felt comfortable with Bradfield at left.
Yeah.
Right now,
and why? He hasn't practiced, but just the return to play, some of the drills he was doing with Mike. He said he's really progressed good. So you know, we'll take a look at him tomorrow. You know, but all accounts show that, you know, he's got some movement in that ankle. And, you know, we'll take a look. You're not ever clear, but moving in the right direction.
And just to be clear, you said Grotz is out? Or was he
Grotz is out. Yes.
Bill Belichick was saying earlier this week that he thinks the limited of OTAs and practice time on the field means injuries are increasing. Throwing this on you, but do you see a correlation at all from when you first?
No, you know what? We haven't had a chance. I know we'll always go back and look at it. I know we looked at bye week. We meet every day with Mike. He comes into our staff meeting and we talk about players, and we limit some players, and you know, based like the Cecil injury that we were dealing with. So I'm sure we'll analyze it at the end and see ways of improvement. But we have not dove into it that much to come up with a clear answer for you yet.
Does Todman go back to kickoff return with Maurice back?
If Maurice practiced today, and if that's the case, then we'll look at Todman on some returns.
I asked Jed this earlier too, but how much do you feel like this month or this time off, if Wayne hasn't been on the field, has really helped him? And what's probably the one area where you can really point to and say that's where he's really grown the most?
Well, I think that he has really been in charge of the service team. And directing the service team, calling out plays, hey, that's this route for us, that's this route combination, and you can feel him picking up his leadership, and the group has really gravitated towards him. That's one area. Just his comfort level and poise. It's different when you're in the service team and you're throwing the ball because the rush gets to you in a hurry. You got to stay in the pocket, make the throws. So I think poise there, too, has been good for him.
Do you think he's been humbled a little bit, too?
I don't know. I don't know if he needed to be humbled. I think that, you know, for Blaine, it was just, you know, to continue to grow. And I think that he looks at it as an opportunity. Hey, I'm going to go out there and compete with this group that I'm in charge of. And that's what he's been doing. So I think I mentioned to some of you, he's really done a nice job with the last month and a half. It's a tough position, tough situation he's in. But he has made the most of it.
Overall, obviously, the production has gone up in the last couple of months or whatever. Is there still a lot of big plays you're leaving out there? Is that the next step to?
Yeah, there's less. There's less than we had earlier in the season. But still, you know, in the run game, you saw what happened last week. We didn't get any explosive runs, and it kept us under 100 yards. And we need those type of big plays to help us in the run game. So that's an area that we still are striving to. You know, and you really just do it by staying true to it, perform your techniques, get the blocks that are needed, and then when the opportunity presents itself, you got to capture it. So, you know, that's an area. But, you know, there's areas that we feel like we could have had opportunities, but maybe not as many as it was in the beginning.
Because you're among the bottom two or three in yards per attempt, yards per completion. Is that just not a lot of big plays.
Not a lot of big plays.
Early.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see from the bye week on, you know, or when we've really made some big strides offensively. But, yeah, that plays so much into it, is explosive plays. We try to get, you know, as an offense, if you can get 8 explosive plays a game, 7 or 8, that's, you know, you're doing, you know, fairly well. And there's teams that will have more, but if you're on that pace, and I know early in the season we weren't close to that.
You've talked some this year about getting to know your players and what they can do well. The job Jed's done in that over the season about figuring out what these guys do and do well.
I think, you know, both sides and special teams, I think all 3 phases they've done that. I think, you know, it might not be as notable, like a guy like Ace Sanders, you know, doing some different things with him. But defensively it's the same thing with Babin up on his feet, you know, with the lightning package and moving around, and Branch doing some of those things. So I think overall as a team, we're doing we're getting a feel for our guys, what their strengths are, and trying to put them in position. So, yeah, and offense is no different.
How much of a secure? I'm sorry, Jeff.
Okay. Will Hayes and Grotzko on IR so you can replace them?
No, they will not go on IR.
How much of a security blanket was it to sign Will Blackman? I mean, at the time, you probably didn't know how valuable it was going to turn out to be.
I think we felt like he would be valuable, just his experience coming into this group of defensive backs and playing the techniques and things that we've asked him. We thought that he would bring quite a bit to the table. But now the players have really gravitated. That DB room is close. I think that he's elevated that room even more than we anticipated.
You kept McClendon around for 13 weeks and hadn't played a snap, so obviously you saw something there. Has that translated to?
Yeah, you know what? We're seeing signs, like, you know, at the guard position, you're looking for guys that are heavy-handed, strong at the point. You know, he has those traits. And I think during those weeks, we continually saw those traits appear. And then he had his opportunity. And, you know, those traits that we saw on game time. But there's other areas that he knows that he needs to continue to work on to become that complete player.
Heavy-handed, does that mean he knows how to hold?
No. Just, you know, can deliver a punch. He's strong inside, you know, inside the framework.
So right off the snap?
Yeah.
Okay. Can he play center?
He has played center, yes.
With regard to Jed, when you were a coordinator as a play caller from year 1 to year 2, what was your biggest advantage, having done it for a year, then review everything?
You know what? I think that if you can stay within the same scheme, you already understand kind of the players. Mm-hmm. I think that's the big thing, is the players that you have. You're trying to utilize their strengths. You know, defensively, you have so many ideas. Offensively, so many ideas. And each year, the ability to really shrink that down to what you do well, that's always the challenge. And I think that going from this year to next year, you know, he has a great offensive mind. And, you know, that's what we continue to challenge all of our coordinators with, is to keep that going, but yet keep it pared down enough to where guys can execute. And I think that from year 1 to year 2, knowing your players and understanding at least your core players becomes an advantage.
So in year 2, when you're looking back at year 1, do you sit there and go, I really overthought that?
You can feel like, hey, we really understand this guy, now let's put a lot on his plate, because these are all the things he can do, and it can be a mistake.
When you start looking at college guys in the next couple weeks, what is the first position that you'll look at?
Oh, boy, I don't even know. Whatever they bring to me. You know, it's been, I'm the scouts and Dave, you know, I'm sure, you know, we'll get that going. I'm sure they're already, you know, watching it quite a bit. They've been out all fall and in that frame of mind, but we're still not there yet as a coaching staff.